Good morning, LWL. Welcome to Monday Morning with Maria. Today I'm going to talk about the Law of Attraction, one of my favorite topics, and the secret to activating the Law of Attraction. And this is a key component that a lot of people forget and that they think is not important. So today we're going to talk about the secret to activating the Law of Attraction. And I'm going to be making a lot of reference to one of my favorite mentors, which is Jack Canfield. He is the author of the very famous Chicken Soup for the Soul series, and also author of the Success Principles, which I often like to listen to in audio version. You could just Google it on YouTube, Success Principles by Jack Canfield, and an amazing book. So today we're going to talk about the step that a lot of people miss when it comes to the Law of Attraction. So let's begin with, what is the Law of Attraction? The Law of Attraction states this: whatever you give your attention, energy, and focus to, you get more of the same, whether positive or negative. It's really that simple. Jack Canfield has been in the book The Secret and the movie The Secret. And as I said, he's a huge mentor for me. So let's talk about the Law of Attraction and what it means. And I think the two of the critical steps that people miss are allowing and taking action. So in my course, Idea to Reality, ideatorealitycourse.com, I teach the three steps that you need to take to turn really any idea you have into reality and to activate the Law of Attraction. Step number one is identify your desire. So get really clear on what it is that you want. A lot of people are wishy-washy about what their desire is, what it is that they want. They're not clear enough, and then they wonder why they're getting wishy-washy results, right? So I always say vague intentions will give you vague results. So be very, very specific. I talk about wealth and how people say to me, well, yes, of course, I want to be wealthy, Maria. But I say, well, okay, well, what does wealth mean to you? How much do you want to be making a month? Write it down. And the more specific you can be, the better. So step number two is to give your desire attention, energy, and focus. And this is where the action comes in. And the final step is allowing and really having belief and faith that what you have asked for will materialize. You may not know the exact road, the exact steps, the how, but just having the faith that it will. So let's get back to number two, which is the action, right? A lot of people say, okay, well, I've identified my desire. I've closed my eyes. I visualize every day, but nothing's happening. So we need to have an action plan, and it has to be a strategic action plan. So you need to think about, how am I going to get to this goal? What are the steps that I need to take to get to this goal? And write them down. So number one, develop a plan. Number two, Jack tells us to follow the trail, which I like to say is like success leaves clues, right? Success leaves clues. Follow the trail. If you're not sure which steps to take in order to achieve your goal, follow the breadcrumbs that others have left on that road. So find a mentor, ask questions. I love this expression, figure it out. Everything is figure outable, as Marie Forleo says. And when there is a will, there will be a way to figure things out. Number three, use the rule of five. What does this mean? Use the rule of five. So basically, think of it like this. If you would go out every day to a very large tree, for example, and you only had five swings to take at it, and no matter what, with these five swings, the tree would come down. This is the analogy that I want you to think of in your brain. So the rule of five, and if you don't want to get too overwhelmed, we can also call it the rule of three. So what that means is every day you have to take three or five specific things that are, and write them down. This is what I always do. I take a piece of paper out, and every day I say, And sometimes I do this the night before, and it's actually better if you can do it the night before so that you are prepared in the morning. Regardless, if you don't have time to do it the night before, do it first thing in the morning. And the rule of three or the rule of five is, what are the three things that you need to do today to move you closer to your goal? Right? What are the three things that you have to accomplish, or the five things that you have to accomplish in order to move you towards your goal? Number four is involve others. And this has a lot to do with accountability and what we do in the network. When you tell someone your goals, that person now, you've declared it to that person, and there's a certain sense of responsibility and accountability for you to achieve those goals, because you've told someone you're going to do something. And when you tell someone you're going to do something, you have a feeling that you want to get it done. Otherwise, you'll be embarrassed. You'll be like, how come I didn't do this? I told that person. So that's what accountability is all about. And in the LWL network, there are so many women that you can be accountability partners with. Really, it's just a matter of like saying, hey, would you like to be my accountability partner? Let's check in once a week, 30 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever you have time for. You share your goal, I'll share my goal, and watch the magic happen. Number five is listen to the words that you're telling yourself. Many of us have beliefs that obviously limit our success, and it's just on constant repeat in our brain. So every time we come up with a goal, our brain will automatically spew out subconsciously these limiting beliefs. For example, there's no way I could do that. I'm not smart enough. I don't have the team. I'm not good enough. Whatever your beliefs are and whatever your paradigm is just going to be replaying over and over without you even realizing it. This is the power of the subconscious mind. So the first step to stopping these thoughts is to, first of all, become aware that you're having them. People sleepwalk through life. They don't even know that they have the power to control what thoughts they are thinking. So number one is aware. Be very aware of the thoughts that you're thinking and change your words. And even at first, if you don't believe it, keep saying them to yourself over and over and over again, like an affirmation. And for affirmations, Google Louise Hay. She's an incredible woman, and she talks a lot about the power of affirmations. But affirmations are things that start with I am, and then you fill in the blank. I am powerful. I am successful. I am capable. I am productive, and whatever you want to fill in the blank with. Because as I always like to say, I am are the two most popular words in the English language, and whatever comes after that is truth. So be very careful. The universe is always, always responding yes. I want to share something that Jack Canfield does. He does something called So What? And he's got this little sign next to him where he works in his office, and it says, So What? Do it anyways. So what I mean by that, so what if you're afraid? So what if it's expensive? So what if you don't have the team? So what if you've never done it before? So what if you don't have all the information? Do it anyway. And if you guys follow me on Instagram, I'm at Lunch with Maria on Instagram and on Twitter. I've got this great quote, and I live by it, and it's very simple. It's start before you're ready, and I list all the four reasons why you're never really going to be ready and why you should start. So jump over to Instagram, Lunch with Maria, and have a look at that. So what? So what? Do it anyways, because here's the thing. Once you take action, immediately you're going to start to get feedback, whether positive or negative. And feedback allows you to do it better. It allows you to do it differently. It allows you to improve. And that's really it. So I want you to remember this. The last six letters in the word attraction are action. Action, people, action. So if you want to achieve results, not only do you have to do the inner work, but you must also take actions. So thank you so much for listening in today on Monday Morning with Maria. For those of you that are not members of the Ladies Who Lunch Network, affectionately called LWL, which is really a motto for living, an acronym rather, for living a life without limits. head over to invitefrommaria.com and receive your exclusive invitation to join this global community of women living their dream and helping others do the same. Thank you, everyone. Remember, keep dreaming and keep dreaming with your eyes wide open. Bye for now.